Welcome to the Mutual Salvation Podcast. My name is Vytautas, and for those who are already coming to this channel, this podcast is all about teaching wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God. The Lord gives me prophetic dreams and visions to be warning and encouragement for people. Warning or encouragement. And of course, about world events, what's happening in the world, and all this podcast information can benefit current and upcoming generations to shift whole culture and civilization very fast into a more healthy one. All I'm going to be talking about in this podcast is not to harm or offend anyone. It is simply topics from my experience and from doing studying and research that will expand as years go on. So observe everything I say very carefully. And even since I have specific time gap, like hour, maybe a little more, because there are some people who have to come and I have to go to hell. Hopefully I will do this in one take. But before even getting into scriptures of today, and of course, it's a new series, Love the Lord Your God. It's going to be a very expanded one. But I want to kind of backtrack a little bit in previous two podcasts that they did about this Russia-Ukraine situation. And I saw some things what's happening out there. And glory to God that literally citizens being evacuated. Tremendous, you know, that means prayer works. And I believe many brothers and sisters in Christ praying, you know, for that situation. But even backtrack of this stuff, when I was speaking that, again, I don't know all the facts about that whole situation, but what I know I will say, and literally about these bioweapons labs, 11, maybe even more than them, by now they discovered. But essentially, you know, there was a specific operation, as I understand, again, through Holy Spirit, these things coming. Nevertheless, last night, because that's how Lord God reveals things to different people at a different pace. Nevertheless, it's like just pieces of a puzzle, and you have to figure out what fits where. Brother in Christ, actually sister in Christ, Joni and her channel will be in the description section down below. Had guest, which I already a long time was watching, and I think I don't have him in the description section, but in this book for us, since this particular podcast, just marking now the note. I will add him in description section, and he's going to be as well amongst those people, brothers and sisters in Christ, that I recommend to watch, because he had visions from the Lord. And again, for those who don't know, I highly recommend for you, maybe far better way would be if you would go to the Rumble and do research founder, or if I remember correctly, how this individual, how he was saying this research, because what I'm referring now about Ken Bailey, and he was referring about his channel. Anywho, if you will go to Rumble, his channel is founder, and again I will add the YouTube channel in the description section, and if it's needed as well further I will add Rumble. But usually he in description sections describes and all his other outlets where you can connect with him, including Rumble. But anywho, if you would research Koinonia Hour, Ken Bailey's visions and prophecies of the end times, it's like hour, where it is like hour 26 minutes or something, and he had this vision about end times, about Russia, with the Turkey and Iran invading Ukraine, and including on USA bomb drop. And by the way, it's like I already mentioned in podcast not so long ago, again, that's why it's pieces of the puzzle. And as I said, now, like, I support any of the sides. I'm just like analytic, from an analytical point, from side watching, and as Holy Spirit was warning to me a week ago, a little more than a week ago, something not as it seems, just wait and see. And at the same time, incorporating the faith in the Lord, know that He is revealing truth, and actually things was revealed, at least chunk of it. But Ken Bailey was even more things revealed. And every single thing that was told for Ken Bailey, actually, I would say I again through Holy Spirit, man, that is in this body, reveal things that it's true, but same time you have to test everything through Holy Spirit. No, you cannot just plainly take in what I'm saying. You have to test all things through Holy Spirit, through the literally bring everything to the Lord God, you know, through Jesus Christ, and pray about it. But anywho, a huge chunk of these things that this can barely told, many, including warnings, including encouragements, including words from the Lord, like I think like 5 videos in a row it was, were literally and synchronistically saying things around the world, brothers and sisters in Christ, that has Holy Spirit, which is, again, rapture is about to happen, synchronistically same things was revealed to Lord God's servants, the prophets, or messengers, you know, that he sends. Not the ones who speak presumptuously and speaking lies. And I a long time was following this Ken Bailey, this brother in Christ. He's truly a God-fearing man. And some things that he described in this vision, not, and he's going to return second visit, or maybe even more now, on Johnny's Field Notes, Johnny Stahl Field Notes channel. He told he's going to describe even more of these things. And things that he described in this particular episode called Near Hour, Ken Bailey's Visions and Prophecies of the End Times, I would say a big portion of that, Lord showed me, not all of it, but segments through the visions for me about USA, how it's going to be looking there. And I truly believe that the vision that I had in 2015, I think I speak about it in fourth podcast, literally segments of that can barely see. So, you know, you cannot make these things up, and by no means I myself wouldn't know these things out of thin air, you know. Only the Holy Spirit reveals these things that are yet to come, and it's going to be horrific. Now again, people who in Christ, and I'm talking about those who, as Holy Spirit now revealing, who are going to be born in Christ during tribulation, for example, those who have been in darkness, literally, he can have no fear to whatever horror is going to be unleashed, no fear. As a matter of fact, some individuals, as I assume, going to have an important role. Now, again, not being, you know, like prideful, not always just me or not others, you know, because God is not favorite of persons. But going to be some things in tribulation like that you can carry. But again, far better now receive Christ as your Lord and Savior and commit your life to Him fully and study Word of God applied. As even, again, not boasting, after recording this podcast, probably almost immediately, I'm going to put it probably uploading while I'm going to be doing some stuff outside. If individual is going to come in time, they said no, because, you know, it's, you know, when war goes, you know, like you're not going to quicken some things. So anywho, speaking about that, about these promises, what God promising you through these visions, is depicted in Romans 4, verse 20 to 25. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because our offenses and was raised because of our justification. So we by ourselves are not saved. We saved through Jesus Christ. But that does not make green pass to keep sinning. And as I mentioned in the past podcast, that I was struggling with particular, I would say, sin/temptations, even today, before recording the podcast. Literally was at least 3 of them, trying to smolder in, you know, like in between the shells. But I'm not allowing that to happen. It's just, you know, like either you're serving God, or either you're serving Satan, and you better choose God if you don't want to be left behind. Now, as well, now this Ken Bailey, now when he was speaking that to him, But again, whatever he was saying, it's messages from the Lord. And one of the things he said that is depicted in Matthew 24, I can't remember which one verse, I think it's 18, but don't quote me, from Matthew 24, that the gospel of salvation, or the gospel, I can't remember correctly how it's depicted, going to be preached to all four corners of the earth, and then the end will come. And Lord God told to Ken Bailey that, Ken, now gospel being preached to all, literally to all four corners of the earth. And you know what I'm thinking? That means, till that point when he had this, I think it was like 5 months ago or something. I'm being wrong. 2020 start, like March or something like that area, because Ken Bailey was referring it at the start of this, you know, play. Since then, it will start being preached. And it's the, what that means that prior to that, it was being taught, but not, as I assume, not in full capacity. And actually now, because all these prophecies revealing one after another, you know, with the Antichrist, with the Mark of the Beast, with this AI system, false God, with all this digital currency, all of these things. Now, literally, there's things that you can prove from scripture that actually came to pass and still coming to pass even as now I'm speaking. And we're approaching time where literally rapture gonna happen quickly. And that's exactly why I'm doing my best now every single day. And I believe you, brothers and sisters in Christ, you're doing your best every single day to serve the Lord. Because it's very slippery slope, you know, like one crack in a shell and you'll be left behind. You cannot allow the Satan when you must be stay vigilant, stay sober, because your adversary, the lion, walks around, roars like a lion, seeking whom he may devour. Therefore, resist the devil, put on all armor of God, which is the word of God, commit your life to Christ, and follow him daily. Say no more and follow Christ daily. So, further depicted in Romans 8, verse 24 till 28, is depicted, for we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. So we hoping for what we not seeing, because what we seeing, again, it is temporary. But what we not seeing is eternal. And we have to persevere and continuously working out. For example, even if you have like an hour or hour and a half in between, you know, like help that you're helping, and suddenly, you know, there's like gap window, you know, instead of being frustrated, you have to serve the Lord. For example, you can start your own podcast now, and you can start literally teaching Word of God to all four corners of earth now. And imagine this, we have technology now that past generations did not have. We are literally a generation that can reach four corners of earth from comfort of our own room. It is literally like tremendous blessing and privilege. But with these things comes responsibility, and we have responsibility to serve the Lord and preach gospel of salvation, all word of God, to all four corners of earth, and lead people to Christ while we have time. Even if they're not going to listen now, that thing may be going to be the one that's going to be saving them and leading them to Christ. And of course, not through us, no, but through Christ that works through us, that person would be saved. Further depicted, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows that the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And further depicted, let me actually open Romans 8, because again there's cutting in the page and I don't want to miss any detail at all. Romans 8, verse 28 till 31. Author 30, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, meaning does word of God, commits their life to Christ, under the new covenant of Jesus Christ, to those who are called according to his purpose, meaning sin no more. After Christ, you have to sin no more and follow Christ daily, practically applying word of God. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called; whom he called, these he also justified; and whom he justified, he also glorified. So there is predestination, there is calling, there is justification through Christ, and those who justified also going to be glorified. But again, glory belongs to Christ. And He literally, when you say you believe in Christ, you commit your life to Christ. Because you cannot save yourself by yourself. Because cursed flesh cannot save cursed flesh. Only the one who is made pure and was pure, sin no more, spot lamb without blemish, Jesus Christ, only through him we're going to receive glorified bodies. Not because ourselves, but we still have to commit our lives to him. Because he washed away our sins, now our duty, sin no more, and follow him. Further depicted in Romans 8. Let me see. Romans 8, verse 31 till 36, is depicted. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So he gave Jesus Christ, and he freely gives all things. All you have to do is just commit your life to him. Seek kingdom of God first, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All things. You need new laptop, you need new mouse, you need new microphone, you need new studio, you need new car. I don't know, like you need new house rooftop. Seek his kingdom first. Do word of God. Where he appoints you, you have calling, world deal. Like there are stories now where people literally, they know nothing else what to do, only cutting grass and make some attachments, like cleaning, for example, the snow in snow season, and they now getting literally like I think 4 million per year, 6 million per year, not because they're boasting about it, but because they obeyed the calling that God called them to do. A person who called to be a teacher, he's not called to be a plumber, and the one who called to be plumber is he's not called to be teacher. So you have to realize these things where people called, and this, by the way, is also for parents. Stop stopping your child's calling from Lord God for his life, because you probably doing more damage to your child than actually good when you're trying to control him. Nowhere in the Word of God depicted to control the child. Edify and warn, not through your own understanding, but through Word of God. And let God take care of rest and trust your child. That's, by the way, from where major of these conflicts happening in families, because they're simply trust issues, which probably leads to parents having their own not having lack of trust from their parents. It's literally generational curses because people not doing the word of God. And this is just one of the examples. For the depicted, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Is it God who justifies? Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us? Who intercession, it's like literally, if I remember correctly, atonement for your sins, for your souls, your sins washed away. He's a mediator between God and man. For the depicted, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. That does not mean you're going to be perishing, but again, for example, the Taliban situation, there was cases, as the facts are, that people who were Christians and even someone found in their phones, word of God, literally horrible perishings. but it's testimony for Christ's sake. But again, no one will separate you from love of Christ, meaning no one separate you from doing word of God, committing your life to Christ and what Christ did for you, nor tribulation, nor stress, nor distress, nor any anxieties, nor any psychological diseases, nor any people telling you completely nonsense, puffed up things from the fleshly mind that are also under the course of disobedience since Adam and Eve, nor persecution, nor even now happening, all these shadow bannings, all of these things happening through social media. None of these things separate you from love of Christ, nor famine that's now happening in many places, nor rise of prices, nor nakedness, nor you lacking of some things, nor lacking of clothes, nor peril, nor sword, nor even World War III, or whatever Ukraine, Russia situation, whatever the case is going to be, between Russia and USA, China, whatever the case is going to be, no one separate you from love of Christ. None of it. If you truly serve in Christ, none of it will matter. And glory to God, especially for people who had hard childhoods, they now are born again Christians through Christ. And so if you hear some background noises because someone probably hitting the stove, you know, and radiator making the sounds, glory to God that those who had these hard childhoods, because if people mock from you and laugh from you, now you don't really care who laughs or mocks from you because you serve in Christ. He himself was suffering, literally, when he had his ministry. People were mocking, even spitting to him, even throwing stuff, like a bunch of stuff being done, you know, like he was tortured, you know, and then crucified. So if he suffered persecution, you will suffer persecution. And for example, one of the forms of that is the shadow banning, this literally, all this ridiculous cancel culture, which, like, it has to stop. Because here's the thing for you all individuals who are in these high positions. You're not going to stop it. You better believe God will come himself. And again, Ken Bailey, for him, was shown vision. Christ is going to come, and behind him, multitudes of army, saints with him, including, as I realized, even those who are going to be raptured. And it's you're not going to win. Doesn't matter what technology you're going to do. Doesn't matter what shadow bannings, what the structures you're going to do. You're going to lose. Either you obey to Lord God and Word of God, and you starting having fear of the Lord, or you're going to be perishing. And that's the bottom line, because it's clearly depicted. Those who rebel against the Lord God, those who are not doing Word of God, those who are not saved, and not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and receiving Mark of the Beast, sting operations, or whatever the case is going to be, this control systems. It's clearly depicted. And destination, eternal lake of fire, including before that, left in 7-year period tribulation, and which end of it, if I remember correctly, fervent heat, which I, through Holy Spirit, was revealed for me, 3,600 degrees Celsius on surface of the earth. You're not going to be safe even in your bunkers. So better, you better stop behaving like wicked ones, and better start behaving like normal human beings, having simple moral rules from Word of God, loving each other. Love one another as thyself means if you love Lord God, you have to love one another by doing Word of God when you're communicating or collaborating or have an encounter with one another. Not rebelling against Word of God. Now, further depicted. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Further depicted, Romans 11, verse 16 till 20, is depicted, for if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you being a wild olive tree were gratified in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. So, in other words, you not supporting Christ. Christ supporting you. You have to serve him. He served you. He served you. He paid away your sins. Now it's your duty to stop sinning and serve him. further depicted. You will say that branches were broken off, that I might be gratified, and well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. Now, further depicted in Romans 11, because again, we're not going to be cutting paragraphs, we're going to read fully how it is. Romans 11, verse 21 till 24. All the day, actually. Romans 11, 21 and further. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell. Severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise, you also be cut off, and they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be gratified in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were gratified contrary to nature into cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be gratified into their own olive tree? For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. Jesus Christ took away our sins. He washed them away. But now you have to realize no more atonement is going to be done, and you have to sin no more. And do word of God. Walk in word of God. Apply it in your life practically. Concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but concerning the election, they are beloved for the sake of the fathers, for the gifts of the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you were once disobedient to God, yet have now obtained mercy through their disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that through the mercy shown you, they also may obtain mercy. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So even your glory belongs to him. No matter what you do, it's not your own. Your body is not your own. Your soul is not your own. Whatever you're doing in this world is not your own. It's all by his design, and all glory comes back to him. But it's up to you to do word of God by your own actions, thought, processes, how you're behaving, how you're acting, how you're operating in this world. Further depicted. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1-3. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass of a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, meaning, if you know all these mysteries, all these prophecies, all things was revealed, but you're not doing word of God, is depicted, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. So if you don't have love to Christ, don't have love to God, and not doing word of God, does not matter what you're going to do. Because you can lend to poor, but again, intent of it can be wicked. What is your heart? It's like what perceptive, what mindset you're operating in. Are you operating in mammon, operating in Satan, or are you operating in God and Jesus Christ? And the Holy Spirit, of course, let's not forget, because we have Holy Spirit in us. A helper that reveals all things. And like I mentioned in the start of the podcast, now through Ken Bailey, now a bunch of stuff was revealed to him, a bunch of stuff revealed to all other brothers and sisters in Christ. But again, without God, we are nothing. And we owe our lives to serve him. for, and again, none of us are perfect. I'm far from the perfect. But we have to see him every single day, every single moment, every single opportunity, every single situation. Applying word of God. Further depicted, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 till 10. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity. But rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether they are prophecies, they will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Further depicted, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11 to 13. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. Meaning when you knew no truth, you were literally, for example, following all these false doctrines, all these deceptions, all these fairy tales essentially. It's depicted further, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Meaning you when you understand the truth, when you understand what is Christ, when you understand what is Word of God, that's why you have to study Word of God yourself so you would understand what is God, what is Christ. When you realize those things, then you're putting away lies, you're putting away deceptions and false doctrines, and you're following Christ, you're committing your life to Christ. For depicted, for now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then I shall know as I also am known. And now abide in faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. So again, does not matter what you're doing. Most important thing, after you received Christ and you truly say that you love Christ, now your duty is to commit your life to Christ. All your actions, thoughts, processes, how you're thinking, how you're behaving, what you're saying, what you're doing, through Word of God, applying Word of God in these things. Further depicted, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15 till 18, for it, all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day, for our light of affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And further depicted this, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 to 6. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. So constantly have test yourself through Word of God. Are you doing Word of God? Are you just saying that you're doing Word of God? Are you doers of the Word of God? Or are you just hearers only, deceiving yourselves? For the depicted, do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. Meaning, if you're committing your life to Christ, He's in you. You abide in Him? You abide in the Word of God? Because it's depicted when he's going to come back on his robe, going to be depicted letters, the Word of God. So Word of God is explanation what Jesus Christ is, what God is. You realize that, you apply Word of God, you know Christ, he abides in you, you abide in him. If you're not doing Word of God, then Christ not abiding in you. And that's why people who do Word of God, not only hearers but also doers, and including, of course, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing in Him, His finished work on the cross, washing away your sins, literally cleansing fully you from sins, making atonement for your souls. You believe in that. You believe in His burial, in His resurrection, in His ascending to heaven. In Him you have eternal life. You're rejecting Mark of the Beast, sting operations, or whatever ID, you know, like whatever chip, you know, or maybe, I don't know, like it's... There was even articles that it's a smart tool, whatever the case, you know, whatever is without which you cannot buy or sell, specific system, digitalized system, merging, interfacing with human body, that's mark of beast, reject that. You commit your life to Christ, you sin no more, you're doing the word of God, because if you say you believe in God and God is in Christ, Christ is God, you say also at the same time that you're believing in Christ. And if you believe in Christ, believe what means commit. You commit your life to Christ. You do those things, and He abides in you. And those people are going to be raptured. Those people who are not abiding in Christ, who yeah, I believe, but they're actually not doing the word of God. Or they say, yeah, I believe in Christ, but I need this, you know, in my daily life, this mark of the beast. Those people are going to be left behind, including, it's depicted, those who receive mark of the beast, it's depicted that they will be doomed to eternal lake of fire. But it's, of course, it's a different depiction. I'm just paraphrasing, because I have a specific time gap right now, you know. But it's very important, people, that you will realize this is not a joke. This is not a drill. And Christ is coming quickly. And also, if someone would say, well, Holy Spirit, where is this now? Your body is temple of Holy Spirit. And everybody now looking for the temple, like, oh, the third temple has to be built. You are the temple of Holy Spirit. What you going to do if no third temple going to be built? And you're going to be still waiting for a temple when you, in fact, are temple of Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, bad things going to happen in tribulation period to the point where, who saw this? Tony DeLambo, I think, he's seen it in YouTube channel he has as well. I remember he said that it's going to be so bad, conditioning not working, electricity not working, people literally going to carry the couches to the yard because it's going to be too hot inside the house, and they literally going to be waiting to die. That's how, it's literally hope lost. If you don't want to be found in such position or similar position, because it's not going to be just in USA, which is bad one. I mean, to many brothers and sisters of Christ, Holy Spirit, and of course Lord God Himself revealed, America is Babylon. And in words of God depicted, one third, stars, moon, and sun are not going to be shining. One, it's literally Babylon will be judged by smoke, fire, and brimstone, if I remember correctly, or vapor. I can't remember correctly, but essentially it's depicting nuclear weapons, and including the Yellowstone volcano. And it's going to be bad. So, you better, again, receive Christ and commit your life fully to Him. And of course, don't study Word of God yourself. King James Version or New King James Version. I do mainly New King James Version, but when the Holy Spirit now moves, I'm paying attention to King James Version. Because I think both of them now goes together. Because you have to realize these things. So, don't forget to pray that you would be accounted worthy to escape hour of trial, tribulation period 7 years. Don't forget to pray about one another. Or for yourself, what you need. How you pray to God in Jesus Christ's name. Privately, while no more sinning, having no part thereof, believing that you receive what you asked for, and give God thanks in advance. Again, in your way, in your own dialect, your own words, you know, it doesn't have to be like a poem, copy-paste poem, it doesn't have to be like that, but these principles, use it. And of course, preach all words of God, full gospel of salvation, because all His word is His law, is His commandment, all from beginning, which is all word of God, to all four corners of earth. Preach it and lead as many people as possible to Jesus Christ. Commit your life to Him, accept Him as your Lord and Savior, believe in Him and His finished work on the cross. Sin no more. And again, go to Him and He will give you the rest. Jesus Christ will give you the rest. Now, of course, because I have now to be mobile, because I don't know when these people are going to come, and it's almost already the time, and I have to be very young. Fast now in these things, so hopefully it's not too short now, but maybe that's how it has to be, you know, because time is running short now, and I believe literally time is so anywho, I will leave as well, like I mentioned, I will add Ken Bailey in the description section, so you would find him again. If there's gonna be some something now, for sure now I will, if in future, gonna change it now to Rumble now, but usually he has descriptions of YouTube now, that stuff, as he was referring. But anywho, all these things will be in the description section, including what I'm working with, which of course, product shop, like t-shirts, hoodies, now all the just dot comforters, like whatever you want, custom made designs by myself, of course led by Holy Spirit and the Lord God, Bible study wallpapers, with Forrest's art as healing frequency music, Lord revealed to me back in 2019. I speak about it in 56 podcasts, so it's trans dance, EDM, techno, China, India, Middle East, Egypt, and Japan, if I remember correctly. These instruments, again, it's going to be Spotify playlist, but also it's available on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, YouTube Music, Napster, Clubhouse, Scratches, and platforms, jazz. And of course, PayPal gonna be if you want to do it directly. If you want a different way, Instagram, you and Twitter gonna be where I share messages from the Lord, other people, videos, testimonies, dreams from the Lord, other podcasts, and important messages that ultimately leads to Christ. And of course, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to press like, subscribe, press bell button so you would be notified when I will upload new podcasts. Of course, comment down below, but please, from sober mind, I administrate every single comment. I don't know, like, what's the issue now, there's some reports, but again, unless I know the facts, if by some means it's nice comment and not made up, you know, believe me, I'm not deleting those. The ones who are from sober mind, I approve. And those as well could be beneficial, you know, like even for other brothers and sisters in Christ. And of course, if you have friends or relatives or co-workers that love hearing about this podcast topic, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them in the long term. So all this jazz, all of these links, description section, again, I will add Ken Bailey, which I highly recommend to you to hear this particular podcast, Koinonia Hour, Ken Bailey's visions and prophecies of the end times, include Ken Bailey's his own videos now and whatnot. So there's that, you know, like, thanks for taking heed, thanks for watching, I really hope that you learned a lot, and I really hope that you will commit your lives to Christ. So thanks for taking heed, and I know, till rapture happens, I see you in the next one.